Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
If you're an RIA, Schwab Advisor Services is the Watson to your homes. Smart, dependable, always has your back. With all the wealth services, technology, and support your firm needs, the difference is so obvious, it's Schwabvious. Follow the clues at schwabvious.com.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
All right, here we go. Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Great to have you with us here on a Wednesday night on the grid. 844-843-6879 is the number. Mike Carver with you, sans Joe, who's out on assignment all week. I'll get this correct then, Matias. So Rick's going to come on after the next break, and then George will join me for the rest of the hour after that, is pretty much what it sounds like you have laid out for me here, an hour number two.
Absolutely. That is the way that the cookie will crumble tonight.
That's nice. Great job, Matias, as always. Tremendous job. The Sixers had to call a timeout. Not even 2 minutes into the second half, because the Warriors opened the second half on a 7-0 run. Unfortunately, that 7-0 run included nothing from Steph Curry. No threes, at least. So we need him to start shooting from downtown. I don't want this game to get out of hand either, because the Warriors have a back-to-back tomorrow night in Indiana. And I don't want this game to get into the 20-point range, because then they're going to sit guys with the back-to-back. And Steph's been kind of cold tonight as it is. We need him to get a little hot here. We need Steph to get hot, make three threes, and then they can take him out. Let him hit all the threes to build the big lead to get him to sit. Because he still hasn't made a shot. Now, Clay hit a three as part of that 7-0 run to start the second half. But we need to get some things going here. We're still sweating out the Cavs, too. -4.5. They are up 5 right now. We welcome in all of our radio affiliates. Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Great to have you with us. Carver, sans Lisi. Joe's on assignment. But we got a lot to do this hour. Rick Hara will join us, as he does every week here on CNL. George Kurtz will be back with me. Cash the even money from last night. He'll join me as well later on. And we'll do some live stuff and some Super Bowl with him as we get ourselves a little bit closer to the big game. The big game. Can't call it Super Bowl. The big game coming up later this week. But we need to get through a couple things here in the NBA before that all can happen. Including some of these live bets that we put in the Warrior game and the Cavalier game. So we need them to extend against Washington and shut this thing down. Meanwhile, in the hockey, Matias on the under 4.5 with the Lightning and the Rangers. 2-0 with 15 minutes to go in the third period. Live total is now 3.5. So we like to see that. That's always good to see. And Toronto now leads the Stars 3-2. As they are starting the second period in Toronto. Wild and the Blackhawks are going to start in about 40 minutes, about 9:40. They will get together for the final game of the night. Only 3 games in the NHL tonight. Very light schedule. As far as college basketball goes, we still have a few games going on. I believe this is either just when finally 56-53, Xavier leads Villanova. I have to see how much time is left in that game. here as I bring up my Big East scores to see if we have that's final, because you never know sometimes with FanDuel. I have 18 seconds left, actually, 56-53. So we'll see if Xavier can close that out. Creighton is out to a 16-15 lead on Providence. That game still about just under, they're at the under eight timeout in the first half. So a little low scoring there between Creighton and Providence to kick things off. Auburn still up 15 on Alabama. They're at the under eight timeout in the second half. Michigan up 72-68 on Wisconsin. That has 9 seconds left. And that one looks like it's over, as Michigan's on, just made a couple of free throws to go up four. So Wisconsin going to lose on the road to Michigan, which really isn't a good thing because Michigan sucks this year. They're 7-15. And it looks like that is the final. 72-68, good win for Michigan at home against the Badgers. Nebraska and Northwestern, they're going to get started in a moment here as well.
I got to say, Mike, how about that, right? How about Michigan beating freaking Wisconsin? I'm a Michigan guy, and this was the least likely win that probably could have been, you know, projected to have all season long. Right. Wisconsin, we're pretty much talking about maybe a Final Four team. Well, that's completely thrown out the window. You cannot lose to Michigan this year and think you're a Final Four team.
No, you cannot lose to Michigan and think you're a Final Four team. So if anybody did think that, if you're a Wisconsin fan, you should think of something else because you're not a Final Four. But no Big Ten team's a Final Four team. You know that, Matthias. No Big Ten team's a Final Four team. They're going to go to the Final Four. They never go to the Final Four. You know,
I guess the only team that has some sort of credibility is Purdue, because they do have Zach Edey, who is a monster and could take over a game. But besides that, you know, the second that he has a bad game, they're done.
They have no credibility. They lose every year. No credibility. They are the ultimate zero credibility team in college basketball. Purdue Boilermakers. I'm sorry. They will never get respect from me until they actually make it to a Final Four. They get none from me. With the teams that they've lost to the last couple of years, just absolutely no shot. No shot. There you go. Up six now, the Cavs. Extend. Where's Joe when you need him with the extends? We need Joe with a little extend.
Vamos.
You know, can Curry at least take a three? I mean, can he shoot a three? Can we at least, like, is he just taking the night off? God, this will burn if he's not going to shoot at all. That is just brutal. Can he shoot a couple of threes here and give us a chance? Can he at least tease us a little bit? Make a few threes? Come on, man. Let's go, Steph. I mean, every other 10 threes the other night, 8 threes the other night. We're asking you for 3 here in the second half. It's not a lot. Help us out. Syracuse up 3 on Louisville as well. About a minute and a half to go at the Dome, whatever they call it now. No more Carrier Dome. They got some dopey name for it that they'd call it. Hornets are up 2 on the Raptors also. And the Celtics and the Hawks have slowed down a little bit. The live totals ticked down to 249.5. And that was in the high 250s before, even low 260s. So that's ticked down. And we have 2 games later on, Pelicans Clips. I will ask you, I didn't forget, Matthias, later on after Rick, I'll ask you about the Clipper game tonight, because I'd like to hear your thoughts as a Clipper fan of what you think about that. So we will do that as well. When we come back, we'll talk to Rick Haro, though, our sports business and legal insider. Carver and Lacy, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lacy, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. Carver sans Lacy, of course. He's on assignment in Vegas, where our sports business and legal insider, Rick Haro, also is. I guess I have to start with that, Rick, and it's always good to talk to you. Have you arrived yet? Are you there? Are you on the grounds?
I have definitely arrived. I did a lot of my interviews today We had some really good ones. Mark Murphy, who is retiring next year as the president of the Packers. We had Pete Ward, who was Jim Irsay's guy. We had Mark Wilf, the president of the Vikings. Tomorrow, Peter O'Reilly, the head of events for the Super Bowl for the NFL. We've got a lot of stuff going on and put in the normal appearance at Radio Row. Saw all the boys finishing their Lions duty at like 5 in the morning. So we crossed, and I told them to get a good night's sleep because they got to get up at 2. And so I am, you know, much more than you want to know. Most people are enjoying, you know, couples dinners and major nights out, parties. I am eating a Chinese dinner at Pickup Sticks myself, alone, and then going to bed. How's that sound?
That's not a bad day, Rick. You had a full packed first day out there. So now that you've spent a day, and you know you've been in the business of, you know, towns having Super Bowls and arenas and stadiums and things like that, you just experienced something. You know, your first day there that a lot of people never thought would happen: a Super Bowl taking place in Las Vegas, and not necessarily the game itself, but just the scene in town of holding a Super Bowl event and Media Row and the people on the street and walking through the hotels. Is it everything you thought it was going to be, Rick, as you imagined this for years, Las Vegas hosting the Super Bowl?
And more, on steroids. And here's a good example of how it all works. You go into the casinos and you see slot machines themed around NFL teams. So a Jaguars pull and a Bears pull. You know, 10 years ago, you think that would have ever happened? Forget it.
No.
The NFL has merged with the town that makes mega events, and they're talking about baseball. They've had a kind of pushback from the mayor. They'll get over that. They want an NBA team. Their Golden Knights are tremendous. Formula One happens. Final Fours will happen here. And it goes on and on and on. And frankly, if you want to immerse yourself into Mandalay Bay, Mandalay Place, MGM, Luxor, Excalibur, you can go inside of these moving walkways, including going to Allegiant Stadium, and not have to go outside for 4 days.
Yeah, you're absolutely right about that. Just with the way that they have everything set up and how easy it is for everyone. What's been the thing? Obviously, you had the list this week, and there's a lot of financial implications of everything that's going on here. How about the Taylor Swift stuff? It seems kind of played out, Rick, with how much everybody has talked about it. But in all reality, it's worth a hell of a lot of money for the league and for herself and for Kelsey and everybody involved here.
Well, it's played out for 3 or 4 days because these kind of virgin media pretenders have talked it out. And now the next cycle happens Sunday, assuming her flight from Toronto can make it. And I'm assuming it does. And then win or lose, that's the center of the story. And I know you knew this, but the NFL released some figures saying that the female demographic went up 9% this year. It didn't happen overnight. It happened because of the Swifties. And the $330 million impact for the Chiefs, the impact for the NFL, the fact that now Travis is going to follow her around at concerts all during the what used to be off-season, there is a tiger by the tail and nobody's letting go.
Nobody's letting go, that's for sure, Rick. Amazing what's going on out there. How about Allegiant Stadium and them being the host for this? I've seen a lot about fields this week, whether it's the practice field at UNLV. They rolled the nice field at Allegiant out for media night the other night, and it got rained on. Is everything going to be good from the aspect of that absolutely ridiculous billion-dollar stadium that they built on the south of the Strip?
Yeah, you know, that's a minor irritation, and people have been writing so much positive that they're looking for each angle. You know, that stadium is ranked, according to Steve Hill, the head of the Vegas CBB, Commissioner of Business Bureau. I interviewed him beginning of the week, and, you know, they're staking their reputation on this building, adding 2 or 3 days to a person's itinerary independent of Super Bowl. So it's leading in concerts. It's leading in other events. They're going to get Final Fours. They're going to get a Super Bowl rotation. And there was discussion years ago that when this stadium was built, it would be the regular home on an annual basis of the Super Bowl. And everybody said, nah, that would be bad. That's not a good thing just to allow one team to have it every year. It won't happen that way, but people will leave here thinking about how do we get Vegas involved in something every year, Pro Bowl, draft, Super Bowl, or something.
They're going to want it there every third or fourth year after this year, Rick. After they get done with this week.
Yeah.
Provided nothing stupid happens, which I don't think is going to. I've seen some people comment like, well, you know, hopefully nothing bad happens. What bad is going to happen? It's probably like the safest place to be this week with how many people are there and how much the city's got it under a lockdown. But I think that this is the kind of place they're going to want to be every 3 or 4 years. Forget, you know, like they do with New Orleans and Miami. They got to make this an absolute regular in the rotation.
Yeah, they do. And the security is great. You know, part of the benefit of security is what you don't see. And there's a whole lot of it here, but what you do see and what you don't see. And then when you think about it, there's also the opportunity to have it in a regular rotation. It's all paid for. The biggest thing probably standing in that way is SoFi, because they probably can't have two West Coast stadiums in the same time zone kind of back-to-back every, let's say, third year. But let's just assume you have a Florida Super Bowl, a New Orleans Super Bowl. You throw Atlanta in there somewhere. You get an outlier like Minnesota, Indianapolis, Detroit, one of those, you know, good behavior guys, Nashville, because they're just building a stadium. And then you come west. And what do you do when you come west? Well, you think about Dallas, but that snowstorm really affected them, which the ice storm of years ago. But that wasn't Jerry Jones's fault, but it's Jerry Jones's problem. And then Vegas seems to be everybody's solution, as does SoFi. So we'll have to see how that all shakes out. The World Cup bids came out, and the selection came out. And as you may know, SoFi was expecting the final, but they got the opener, and New York got the final.
Yeah, I think they did all right by everybody there, Rick. You know, L.A. got at the opening game with the United States. New York got the final, and Dallas got the extra game. They got the ninth game and the ninth gate. So I think they took care of the three places that they wanted to have the most stuff at. I only got like a minute left, Rick. Like, did you plunk down the 10 grand to go play in the LIV Pro-Am? Because they're in town, too. A smart move by them.
No, but I plunked down even better, which is a credential to go see them. And so I'm not interested in playing golf in 48-degree weather. And I'm also not interested in playing a pro-am where people kind of are disinterested. But I will give you a report next week when I snoop around that tournament, because I do think that this is a great opportunity for them to glom on to the media network that's been created here and see what they can do on their own. We'll have to see how it all shakes out, but I'll be there Friday.
I did watch Neiman and Garcia in that four-hole playoff last week at Mayakoba. I thought it was good. They were lucky that the PGA got rained out and people were able to tune into it. Rick, have a great time out there. I miss you. The next time that I actually go to one, you owe me dinner. The next time I make it out there, okay?
Yes, sir. You got it. I'm ordering the McDonald's today, and I'll see you next week.
Rick Carr, our sports business and legal insider. We're back on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. Good to have you with us here on a Wednesday night on the grid. Just probably the... probably the worst that third quarter could go for me in Philly between the Warriors and the Sixers. I don't think it could have gone any worse for me, considering that now Steph Curry's probably not even going to play in the fourth quarter, as the Warriors outscored the Sixers 43-23, and now they're up 23 points, and this guy's probably not going to play. So that's maybe he'll want to come in and get a couple threes, but I'm probably just wishful thinking. Good job by Haro out in Vegas. He's with us every week here on CNL. George Kurtz is back with us, so we cashed another ticket. It was even money last night that we would get George back in the saddle tonight. It wasn't for the whole show, but still, George, it doesn't matter. You're here, so the ticket's a winner. It doesn't matter that it wasn't for the whole show.
Right, it was in any time, right? It wasn't the, you know, like, first hour, second hour. It was in any time.
Exactly. It's an any time touchdown cash. That's all that matters. Is that That's it, baby. You were here, and now we're a winner. That's how it goes. We've been going through a few things, George, in terms of live action. And since you're in, I haven't looked at the hockey in a while. And I know that Matthias is sweating this under in the Lightning Ranger game.
Same here.
He got it live at 4.5. You have the pregame, or you got it live as well? What do you have
in
this?
Pre-game. I've got the under pretty much wrapped here, but I'm sweating the Rangers winning the game, and right now Tampa.
Okay, well, Matthias would like that very much, because that means that the Lightning didn't score again. Because there's a, you know, they tie this game at 2, and he's screwed. And he's not gonna get that under 4.5. He could give up an empty netter from the Rangers here, but he can't have the Lightning score, because that will be bad situation for him. There's about 3 minutes to go, so George has his eyes on that. The Leafs are now up 4-3 on Dallas.
5-3.
Oh, 5-3. Yeah, they locked it. FanDuel just locked it, so you know it's about to come.
Yeah, they just scored again. This is immediately after Dodonov scored on a penalty shot. And then the Leafs come back and score 2 quick ones. Bang, bang.
How about that? Right out of the gates. And we have another game that's going to start in about 15 minutes. It's actually probably longer than that. They never have these TNT games start. Whatever the late TNT game is, and whatever time they tell you it's going to start,
Minnesota-Chicago.
It's usually like 25 minutes later than what they actually have on the board.
What time is supposed to start?
9:40 allegedly.
It's not starting at 9:40.
There's no chance it starts at 9:40. Yeah, they're pretty good.
They better not be, because the only way they're bad is if this game goes to overtime, which means now I've got to
sort it out. You like anything there? Me and Scotty actually were talking about the Blackhawks today. We've seen some of these teams here off the All-Star break be a little sleepy, and especially on the road, that maybe you could get a little bit of an effort from Chicago tonight. I don't normally like to suggest backing them, George, but maybe tonight at plus 180 with Minnesota in after a long break.
Well, you're even doing you're not going to play the minus 220 on the money line, right? So we're not doing that with Minnesota. So if you want to go with Chicago, that's fine. I can see playing the plus 180. I can see you going with the Minnesota Wild plus 116, -1.5. I'm okay with that. What I've decided to do, and I haven't made up my mind yet, but I know I got to do it shortly here. I'm going to do a parlay. I'm going to take Minnesota, minus the 220, and then an anytime goal score from the Wild. If I do Kaprizov, I get it down to plus 167. So that's probably my favorite right now. But, you know, if you want better money, Boldy's been hot. At least before the break, they were hot. That's also the problem here. Hartman's was scoring some goals here. I get a much better price on that. But I'm going to take Minnesota and at any time goal scorer, and it's probably going to be Kaprizov. I'll take the plus 167.
Yeah, when stuff like that, and you were talking about that earlier this week, you want to probably go with whoever's the chalkiest option. You know, in terms of the goal scoring, you want to go with whoever you think has the absolute best chance of being able to fill the net. And Kaprizov is absolutely Kirill the Thrill would be the guy that we want to go with in a spot like that. Quickly, just a quick rundown of what's going on NBA-wise. Celtics are now up 120 to 109, so that game hit the brakes big time. I mean, that game was flying over in the first half and just came to a crawl here. In the second half, nobody scoring. It's probably going to be tough for that game to hit that over now. The Warriors are just pasting the Sixers. I'm screwed because now Curry's not going to play in the fourth quarter. So at halftime, George, Curry had no threes. He had like 2 points in the game. He hadn't made a shot, and the game was close. So I jumped on live. They had Curry over 2.5 threes at like... It was like plus 108 or something like that. And, you know, he hasn't made less than like 4 threes in a game in like a month and a half. So I figured, all right, let's go. Good live betting spot. And then the Sixers got outscored by 20 in the third quarter. And now Curry's just sitting on the bench, and it doesn't look like they're in any rush to get him off of it right now. He's just kind of sitting there, and it doesn't look like I'm going to get him back in and get my other 2 threes. He did hit 1 three in the third quarter, but now He's just sitting down. He does have his hand in the air like he's waving at Kerr. Maybe he's just saying hi to him, or maybe he's saying he wants to go back in. Hopefully that's what he's doing. But we would like to get Steph Curry back in the game, if at all possible. Elsewhere, the Heat are up 10 on the Spurs with about 8 minutes to go, and we still have Pelicans, Clippers, and Pistons, Kings. Well, quickly, Matias, your Clippers tonight. Do you understand my theory at all? Like, coming back off a seven-game roadie, like, they're going to be a little sloppy tonight at home?
You know what? That's the old Clippers, man. That's the old Clipper way. This isn't the new Clipper way. I think they're going to play with some energy.
Clipper way now.
There's an old Clipper way.
Okay. Okay.
And I say that because I hate going to 12:30 Clipper games, and you know that I went to that 12:30 game against Brooklyn, and I got to say, the energy in the arena was electric for a 12:30 game. Man, there's a fan base right now that's starving for Clippers basketball. They're not showing up at halftime. They're showing up for the first quarter, and if there's energy there when the game starts, the Clippers are going to win this game. They're going to win it by double digits. You heard it first. Let's go.
Double digits, Matias says. You're going to win the game by double digits. Pulling out. How about that? All right, we'll see how it goes tonight. And the Kings are laying 13.5 against Detroit as we continue to move a little bit on here. 3-1 Rangers. Is that a final, George? Is that over?
It is a final. Although Matias had to sweat it out, by the way. The Rangers scored an empty net goal with about a minute left, and the Lightning still pulled the goalie.
Those are the worst. Those are the worst when that happens.
We got it. So, listen, after last night, I need this. All right, last night did not go well at all. Even the Oilers lost. You jerks. Although I had to win that game as well. But so tonight's much better now. It looks like we're going to start 3-0. And hopefully this Minnesota preseason comes in as well. We'll make up for last night.
Yeah, hopefully you'll be able to do that. And you can get another one in the barn there. That's for sure. So, Matias, you're a winner there.
Mike, I got lucky, brother. I got lucky. We hit the under 4.5, 3-1 final score for the Rangers. And yes. I even got the next goal Rangers for a little hedge. Double the luck right there for me. Let's go, boys. Everybody eat.
Everybody eats. Nice job. I'm not having as much luck. I've had a rough couple nights here. About Curry going to make 1-3 tonight? I mean, you have got to be kidding me. This guy's going to make 1-3. Literally, George, this is, and I know George isn't as locked in with the NBA, but I know what George does know, and he knows numbers when he hears them. So when you hear, George, that the last, listen to these last few games for Curry. Honestly, here it is. Let me pull it up. These are his threes. 4, 10, 4, 8, 9, 6, 5, 3, 6, 3. That's like, what is that about? I'm over 10 games. He's got 1-3 tonight. That's just unlucky. That sucks, is what that is. It sucks.
Yeah, that's what I would call making the right decision. Just didn't work out.
Is that the one, George, is how the charts? The cap was right. Me and Joe always like to say, the cap was right. To take Curry over the 2.5.
I might call the analytics, right? It's the analytics of gambling.
The cap was right, and I got unlucky. Cap was.
You did your Dan Campbell. Guess what? They stopped you anyway.
Yeah, that's it. Sometimes that happens. Sometimes it rains. What can you do? All right, so there you go. We'll do a little Super Bowl, George, when we come back. I still can't believe they have these guys talking every day. Like, when does it end? Like, when do they get to go and just practice and get ready? If they've done enough media already, how much more are they going to do?
Practice. The grass is too soft.
I was going to bring that up with you after. Like, they were talking about that today. Again, they were in about the grass. Now, I don't know, George, if they're, like, willingly bringing this information up, or if because of what happened early in the week, now the reporters, because you know they have nothing, you know, they're just going to keep harping on the same thing over and over. Are they, like, making it an issue? Are they the ones who just keep talking about it? Or did Shanahan offer up his thoughts about the field today? I'm not sure which way it went, but they were talking about it again today.
I mean, usually teams, they don't want distractions, right? So you don't want to talk about this, right? You practice. You live with it. All right, but now the NFLPA got involved today, too, and said the field is, I think the words they used was not up to par. So they're involved in it as well. So and now it's just a mess. You know, I say, we all know football teams, they don't like distractions. I don't know about you, Mike. This would seem to be a distraction to me.
I'm just sick of hearing about this already. Like, you gotta be kidding me. If it was that bad, and this stuff bothers me too from this aspect, because like you say, the NFL are the ones who are supposed to handle this. They're supposed to be the ones that go and put the field in. Why they waited till 10 days before or 2 weeks before? Absolutely stupid. All right, Carver and Lisi, George is here with us as well. 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM 159. George Kurtz with us again here. Joe out on assignment. All right, George, I'm done about the dopey field for this week. I can't talk about that. Here's what really matters. They have finally started to put up the real nonsense props. I mean, the stuff that's just, this is what I wait for. Now, this is the stuff that they don't put up too early because it's just so ridiculous that they don't want to, you know, they just can't do it. Like, they've got the cross-sport props with the golf up for the Phoenix that starts tomorrow. You know, when you could get silly things like Travis Kelce to win the Super Bowl MVP or Ricky Fowler to win the Phoenix Open at 10-1. I mean, this is the stuff that I salivate at, George. I love this stuff. These are my favorites. I get a kick out of this. Niners to win the Super Bowl. And either Scheffler or Spieth to win the Phoenix Open, plus 650. So there's, give me a couple options, two of the chalk guys at the golf. Now, they haven't put the NHL and the NBA ones up yet, because those games that are on Sunday. But I love this stuff, George. These are the ones that I could just sit here and try to throw a couple darts at, because I just think they're fun.
I believe it was last year's Super Bowl, and I don't believe I know it was last year's Super Bowl because I remember it was the Waste Management Open, where our former colleague Dubs convinced me to make a couple of bets of cross pollination, which I generally don't like to do, by the way. And I'm not just talking about golf; I don't like doing it with hockey, the NFL, or MLB either. I just I don't know what it is. I just don't like the cross pollination. Maybe it's because I generally don't have to. There's truly more than enough parlays I can find in my other one sport I'm working on here that I don't have to worry about that. But he did convince me to do a couple. I forget, it was pars about how many pars they would get, stuff like that. It was fun. I'll admit it was fun.
It is fun. I have a good time with it. And it really is. And then they started to put all the other stuff here. Let me give you a couple that I think are fun, George. Let me get a few. These are some of the ones that have stuck out to me. Man, they've even added some. I got stuff this morning, George, and they've added, like, more even since then. They have, like, the versus one, the player matchups. So Mahomes minus 15.5 yard passing yards against Purdy. Mahomes minus a half touchdown. Rushing yards, McCaffrey minus 77.5 against Purdy. McCaffrey against Pacheco. Pacheco against Mahomes. Pacheco minus 38.5. This is great. This stuff is just,
I would take a Purdy one, by the way, over McCaffrey. Purdy's going to run. Purdy's going to
run. Yeah, you would take that, huh?
If you look at the game tape of the Detroit game on Sunday when they in the championship game, he had a couple of nice big runs, right? So we love that. But if you look at the tape, he was running when he had guys open. So in my mind, that's nerves, and he's gonna be nervous in the Super Bowl. Right? He's gonna tuck it down sometimes and run it. By the way, he's not slow. I mean, listen, he's not. We're not talking Lamar Jackson here, but he's not slow. He can run. I'm taking his over prop. And I also believe, by the way, in one-off games, if you lose, you're done. The quarterback's gonna run anyway. They're not trying to protect themselves here. There is no next week. See if you get banged up and injured, you'll be fine for next season anyway. So I'm gonna take that. And 77 yards plus whatever Purdy can run for. I think he's going to get at least 15, 20 yards. I don't know if McCaffrey gets over 100.
Wow. I think McCaffrey's going to have a huge game.
So do I combined.
Yeah. I just think he's going to have a monster game. But that is, but this is the crazy stuff that I absolutely adore. Like, this is just beautiful. Let me give you the ones that I put in today. Let me find a few of the ones. I did play the Gabe one. that I was telling you about. That is under, what is that under? I think it's under scoring props, which is, let me find it for you, George. The team that scores first wins the game. And the no is plus 152. I got that one.
You know where Gabe's going.
Yeah, Gabe's been pushing it, and he sold me on it. So the no team that scores first wins the game at plus 152. I'm 100% in. The successful two-point conversion, which is right now at plus 270. So I'm in on that as well. With the successful two-point conversion. I always like that one. And then the other one is successful. Will there be a successful fourth down conversion on their own side of the field?
Yeah, I saw that too.
And where was that? Yeah, here it is. Will either team convert a fourth down attempt in their own territory? The yes is plus 184. Now, there's a few ways here for this, George. Number one, these guys go for it all the time now. Especially short, fourth and short, even on their own 40, 45, right near the 50. So you have that scenario, or you have team down in the fourth quarter, and they're just going. You know, they're down a score, a couple scores, and they're going for it. So I think there's a few ways to get that, and it's a nice price at plus 184.
Agreed. I like it. I know I was watching one of the shows today, probably NFL Live, and Bill Barnwell, who is another big guy with a stat monger, to put it nicely, he brought out that Andy Reid, when he has 2 weeks to prepare, not about winning the game, by the way, the first drive of the game results in a touchdown something like 60-something percent of the time. So that might be something you want to hit. You'll get great numbers for that. First drive touchdown for the Chiefs.
First drive touchdown. Yeah, I'm sure there's a lot of... probably a lot of numbers for that, right, George? Probably a ton that go into that. Like I forget which year it was. I think it was 2 years ago when McVay was in the game against Zach Taylor. I think that there was some kind of number out there. Like McVay called the first time out in a game, because there's a prop for that too. I haven't seen that on the board yet. I've probably got in. Who uses a timeout first? He's usually a prop that is up. And McVay had some crazy stat where he used his timeout first.
Yeah, they're not great.
85% of the time. And then there's also the successful challenges. What will happen first? Longest touchdown scored. Longest touchdown scored over 35 and a half yards at minus 132. I kind of like that.
I like it as well. Kansas City gives them up. Their defense is really good, but they do give up long passes. So I would go, I would probably combine it with San Fran being the team that gets it.
Is there anything, I know it's hard to look through all this. Is there anything you've seen that just pops out at you, or do you not try to, or is it still too early for you to even dive into all this?
Oh, I've got stuff written down that I want to do.
Okay.
You know, this is what gets me in trouble, though, because now I'm talking to you, and I already know that, just on my own, what did I tell you, it was 19.5. It's probably my over under on props. Yeah. You've got me interested in a couple of others, though, and now I'm going to be like 24.
You like the fourth down in their own territory. I think that's a good one.
I don't want to say a gimme. I don't think a gimme's fair, but yes, you already mentioned it. Odds are it's going to happen, or they're going to try. You know, so yes, I like the fourth. They all go for it now. All right. Yeah. By the way, I'm not complaining. I think you should go for it. You know, you don't want to give the ball back and all. So, yes, I'm on board with that one. You know the ones on my favorites. Everything Pacheco is, like I said, if he doesn't get it, things just went wrong. For his yardage total, his anytime touchdown, his 16.5 carries, love it all.
Will Moody miss a field goal? Yes, plus 210.
He's been poor lately. I certainly wouldn't put it at no. Either you're not playing it or you're putting it at you're taking it. You know,
I would take the longest field goal, which I always take indoors anyway. Yeah, I think longest field goal indoors is a must-have at 47.5. I think that's absolutely a go, and it's minus 118 for the over. I think it's absolutely.
I'll have Mahomes' yardage, his rushing yardage as well. I think he's running also.
You like Mahomes' rushing yardage, huh? Let's see here.
I just think quarterbacks have to run here. I'll have Purdy to throw an interception.
I'm in on Purdy to throw an interception. That one I'm absolutely in on as well.
On Holmes being sacked 2.5 times. I'll take the under there. I don't think they get to him that much.
Will Mahomes throw a fourth quarter touchdown? Yes, plus 132. Now,
there's no analytics there. It's
got to be tied or down, right? Tied or down, you would think. Yes. They could be up three and he can throw for a touchdown.
This game. So I'm going to be very careful with touchdowns.
Yeah, you're an under guy.
But I'm not a major. I mean, like I said, I think it's was under 47.5. I think it's going to get to around 44. 23, 21, 24, 20, something like that. That would be my final score prediction. So I think it's going to come close, but that's six touchdowns, maybe five. It's a lot of field goals. Remember, Kansas City is not good in the red zone.
They're not. They're not good in the red zone. A lot of field goals this year. A lot of field goals. Do you get involved with the Gatorade? You ever do with the Gatorade?
Of course. I mean, I think it was Cam and I that a couple of years back, we actually did a deep dive into this.
Oh, boy.
A deep dive. And we're just a silly. I understand that. And Gabe was talking last night that he always used to ask whatever guest trying to get, hey, what color Gatorade you guys like to drink?
Yeah. Somebody asked Shanahan that the other night, and he said he likes the orange. Now the orange is the favorite at plus 300.
See, the funny thing is, we know they don't like yellow. Apparently, the guy, we don't like yellow. Nobody likes yellow. Mm. Yeah, orange is always the favorite, but I always lean towards purple, maybe because I like Riptide Rush. So I'm going to lean towards purple there, but orange is always the favorite every year.
Plus 390 for the purple.
Purple's good. Tastes good.
Yeah. Ever since the Shanahan comment, the orange is shot to the top of the board. And they think automatically that's going to happen because of that. So this hit last year, and people talked about it, and I didn't play it, and it's back on the board. Any player to record an octopus? Know about the octopus, George?
I've heard about this.
Player scores the touchdown, and they get the two-point conversion. Same player. Happened last year. Hurts did it for the Eagles. Scored and got the two. It was plus 980 for the yes on the octopus.
We know Mahomes don't do it.
You see, it works. You need to have. You see, it's perfect for a guy like Hurts because of what they do with the dopey tush push there. But he didn't even score the two on that last year. He was actually on like a sweep around the edge. But I think it's good for a guy like McCaffrey.
Okay.
Having a player like McCaffrey in the game, and even Kelsey, I feel like McCaffrey and Kelsey are guys that this could hit with. For the octopus.
I kind of like Kelsey for first touchdown. If you're going to go along with my little thing there, that the Bill Barnwell thing about Reed, how good he is the first drive, if they're a two-week thing, then I think Kelsey could be that guy that scores that touchdown.
I don't have any problem with that. He hit me first touchdown in the Baltimore game as well. I'll probably play a few guys. What I usually do, George, for first touchdown is I'll play a chalkier guy for both teams, and then a one long shot guy for both teams. That's kind
of
what I normally
do. One of your four wide receivers other than Rice and Kelsey?
I still haven't figured it out. I still don't know, George. And Moore, it sounds like Moore's going to play. He was activated. So I think that's a possibility. He's still at 950 also. Carver Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. We're back right after this on The Grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. George Kurtz in, Joe on assignment. Before we get out of here, all right, George, what are we setting the number at for tomorrow?
All right, in all honesty, I'm gonna trust.
I think they're ready to go. I think the no for you tomorrow is probably like minus 500.
Oh boy, I don't know if I trust them that much.
Yeah, I think it's like minus 500. I think that they'll probably have things rocking and rolling, I believe. So, but to be fair, we've cashed tickets the last two nights, George, at plus 125 and then even money. So we were able
to. We're doing well.
We did pretty good.
Listen, I was going to make it minus two and a quarter, okay? So I went.
Yeah, I got to pay that. I'm going minus 500. I'll go minus 500 for them. What do you got quickly? You got like a minute. Anything in the hockey tomorrow? There's lots of games. Flames, Devils, Jets, Flyers, Caps, Panthers. The Islanders have the Lightning in after the Lightning lost tonight, so they should win that game, but they won't. Anything tomorrow?
Boy, I assume Johansson's going to be in net two tomorrow for the Lightning because Vasilevskiy played tonight.
I would assume
that. Although once again, the Lightning may feel like they can't screw around.
Vancouver, Boston too.
I'm going to like the Islanders tomorrow. I'm going to like the Islanders and the under tomorrow, guaranteed.
Yeah, Vancouver, Boston's a good game too. A low total, 5.5.
I think I'm going to go over there. By the way.
Yeah, I think
that is too low for me for a Vancouver team that can score. Boston can score too. Yeah. I know, and you and I both know they played like dog do the other night.
Yeah.
They'll pick it up tomorrow.
Colorado, Carolina. That's a couple really good games tomorrow night. How about that? George, tremendous job. As always, George Kurtz there with us. Matthias Berbel out in Vegas. Rick Haro and Coach Young were here too. Great job. Carver and Lissy, Sports Grid Radio. We'll see you back here tomorrow. Catch some tickets on the grid.
A t-shirt and jeans. Mac and cheese. Some things in life are an obvious match. Like RIAs and Schwab Advisor Services, the number one choice for independent advisors. The difference is so obvious, it's Schwabvious. Learn why at schwabvious.com. A t-shirt and jeans, mac and cheese, oceans and sunsets. Some things in life are an obvious match, like RIAs and Schwab Advisor Services, the number one choice for independent advisors looking for a custodian who can help them go further. With all the wealth services, technology, and support an RIA firm needs, the difference is so obvious, it's Schwabvious. Find your match and learn why custody is just the beginning at schwabvious.com.